This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, July 2nd, brought to you by agnutrientpolicy.org. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. President Trump's immigration policies have been a concern to the farm economy, farmers impacted by field workers that have been deported or are otherwise fearful of taking these jobs. The most recent estimate from the Department of Agriculture shows that 42% of hired crop farm workers were undocumented. That compares with a high of 55% between 1999 and 2001. Today, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins told CNBC the president's goal is for a 100% legal workforce. Rollins noted that reforms to the H-2A work visa program are being considered. She said that's a really important program and it's broken right now. Sam Kiefer with the American Farm Bureau says an adequate supply of farm labor is a top issue for the industry, and it appears the Trump administration is leaning in on the issue.
Americans don't want to do these jobs, and I think the president has expressed that he recognizes that and that we need a solution. There are certain administrative actions that can be taken, but ultimately Congress needs to weigh in, and it appears that President Trump seems to be leading on that conversation.
Leaders of the House of Representatives dealing with the Senate version of budget reconciliation. House Speaker Johnson said senators made more changes to the original plan than he would like to have seen. Sam Kiefer with American Farm Bureau says with Congress, anything's possible.
It appears that the position, Speaker Johnson and other leaders in the House are taking is that they would like to, it appears they want to take a vote on the Senate version. And from an agriculture perspective and from a tax perspective, that'd be a good thing for America's farmers. It's a very big bill, Jeff, and there's a whole lot of other stuff in there, but we'll see what the House decides to do.
Kiefer said the Senate Ag Committee's budget marks were not as stringent as those of the House.
The Senate needed to deliver $1 billion in savings, whereas the House Ag Committee needed to deliver $380 billion in savings. So that is a huge difference. What we see for farm and ranch families is the Senate in total committed an additional $9 billion to agriculture enhancements.
If the House fails to approve the Senate plan, Kiefer says the door would be open to a number of options.
First, they could come back immediately after the holiday and continue working at it. They could go to a conference with the upper chamber to hammer out the differences with selected individuals from both chambers, ironing out the wrinkles, and then going back to each chamber to pass that. Or the House could make their own amendments to the Senate bill and send it back. So anything is possible.
Kiefer acknowledges House leaders are walking a very thin line.
This is indeed a high wire act for congressional leaders. They know that there's a lot at stake, and they also, I think they also know that they're between a really big rock and a really hard place. That being said, there continues to be, from our vantage point, a lot of support from the White House to get it done. And you're reading the same reports I am. There's a lot of discussions happening.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by AgNutrientPolicy.org. Your morning coffee, the food on your plate, a day at the lake or the beach. None of these would be possible without clean water. U.S. farmers, ranchers, and ag retailers are on the front line of protecting our nation's waterways. Through on-farm conservation practices, livestock management, and enhanced fertilizer storage capabilities, farmers and ranchers are voluntarily making decisions to ensure clean water for today and tomorrow. To learn more about how U.S. agriculture is protecting and improving our waterways, visit agnutrientpolicy.org. Brought to you by America's Soybean Farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.